Today's daf is Chulin Daf Tzadik Tes. And we are two lines from the bottom of Daf Tzadik Ches Amid Beis, Rava Omar. So we're moving along in the Taruvos Sugis of Perek Yid Anasha, some of the most famous, some of the most lundish dafin in Shas, the Sugya of Tam Ke'ikar. We're literally smack in the middle of a cheshbon, so let's just set this up a little bit. The Gemara on Daf Tzadik Ches Amud Aleph said that what is the makar to the idea of bittul b'shishin? It's learned out from the parsha of Zroya B'Sheil. The Torah says that when a nazir concluded his naziris, he had to bring three karbanas, a chatas, an oila, and a shlam. The shlamim that the nazir brought was unique in that it was cooked. Not just that, but the zroya of the shlamim that was cooked together with the rest of the shlamim had to be given to the kohen. In fact, a zar was not allowed to eat from that zroya. If that's the case, shtelzach the shailo, to the extent that you're cooking the zroya together with the rest of the shlamim, and the zroya is also bachila to a non-kohen, the rest of the shlamim is going to be given to the non-kohen, how then would the non-kohen, the nazir, be allowed to eat the meat of this animal, being that it was cooked together with the zroya? It has in it a taruvos of iser, and if that's the case, there should be a problem. The teretz is, it must be, that even though you have this taruvos, but as long as there's a sheer bittul, that in and of itself is going to be okay. And the Gemara said, this is the makar to the concept that tam is bottle. What is the sheer? Shishim. Is that the only sheer? No. We saw, really, it's a machlokes amiram. One man, the Amar, says it's shishim, which is, of course, the halacha. The other man, the Amar, says that it's 100, and the Gemara said that really both of those shittas learned their respective positions from the halacha of the Zroya B'Sheil. The Gemara on Daf Tzadik Ches Amud Beis had a kasha. The kasha was from a Braisa. The Braisa discusses this unique parsha of the Zroya B'Sheil. And then the Braisa says, quote, Zeu heter haba miklal iser. This heter that you find by the Zroya B'Sheila is unique to the Zroya B'Sheila. It's not something that can universally be applied throughout the Torah. It's a heter haba miklal iser, meaning what's becoming mutter in the Zroya B'Sheila is something that ordinarily would really become aser. Think Eish HaSach in Yevamis. Ordinarily, an Eish HaSach is an erva. In Yevamis, it's a heter haba miklal iser. The Zroya B'Sheila is the same way. It's a heter haba miklal iser. Freit Gemara, if that's the case, how could we say that the makar to bittul, be it shishim, be it meya, is learned from the Zroya B'Sheila? We have a mefurisha b'raisa that says that the Zroya B'Sheila is a very unique parasha. It's a heter haba miklal iser. You can't learn anything from the parasha of Zroya B'Sheila. And the Gemara, in the end of yesterday's daf, gave one teretz. In the beginning of today's daf, the Gemara is going to give additional two terutzim, which means if you do the very simple back of the envelope arithmetic, by the time we're done with this part of the sugya, the very first portion of the daf, 1 + 2 = 3, we're going to have 3 mahalchim had to answer this kasha. Now, just the chazer, the one pshat that we saw at the end of yesterday's daf, Abaya was the Amayra. And Abaya said that when the Braisa said, Zeu heter haba miklal iser, the Braisa didn't mean that the chiddush of Zroya B'Sheila is that there's a concept of bittul, be it shishim, be it meya. But rather, the Braisa was referring to another chiddush that's mavur in the halach of Zroya B'Sheila, and it's regarding that other chiddush that the Braisa is saying that's limited to Zroya B'Sheila, and that's not something that can be universally applied. Now, what is that other chiddush? Said Abaya, the Tana, the Braisa, this is an Aikimta, is going according to Rabbi Yehuda's Shita that holds min b'minoy loy batal. If min b'minoy is loy batal, so the whole concept of the Zroya being batal should be dead on arrival because it's min b'minoy. They took the entire animal, it was an ayal, remember? And it was all cooked together. So the Zroya is the same min as everything else that's being cooked right now. According to Rabbi Yehuda, min b'minoy, you can have 1,000 times had to connect the iser, that loch is, would not be batal. In the parish of Zroya B'Sheila, you see that it is batal. That idea that you have bittul, even by a min b'minoy, is what the Braisa was referring to when it said Zeu Heter Habami Klalisa. Whereas ordinarily, Mim B'minoi the Halach is Loi Batal. Over here, it's going to be Batal. But as it relates to the Shiurim of Bittal, as it relates to Bittal where it's a Mim B'she'enoi Minoi, that it's Mavur in the Parashah Zrei B'she'lo, it works. Other B'shisham, other B'meya, that's not Heter Habami Klalisa. That's something that is universally applied, and that is something that would be true in Kala Teira Kula as well. So it's true, there is an element of Zrei B'she'lo that's unique to Zrei B'she'lo that you can't Shteltsu to any other area of halacha. There's also an element of Zerei B'Sheila that you can Shteltsu to other areas of halacha. The fact that you see that Mim B'Mina is Batal, that's something you cannot Shteltsu. The fact that you see there's a concept of Bittel B'Shishim, Bittel B'Meya, that is something that you can Shteltsu. That was the first teretz of the Gemara. That was Abaye's teretz. The second teretz, if Abaye is the first teretz, it almost goes without say, you don't have to look in the Gemuda, in the Veinig, you know is going to be Rava. We're about to see that Rava is going to give a very similar teretz to Abaye, so similar that we're going to have to speak out a little bit of Teresh Baal Peh to explain really what the Chilik is. Stating that, I think it's Kedai to introduce Rava before we actually start the Gemara for 1 second, and that is, we're learning the sugya of Tam Keiker. Tam Keiker is a full winter's man in yeshiva and some. So obviously it's not a sugya that we can really learn in the allotted time that we have. But just one concept that's kedai, just to understand Rav and really to have a better avon in the whole sugya. And that is, when we talk about Isser, that was Nesarev with Heter, where if the Isser is nice and tam, even if there's Rav Heter, the halacha is, the Taruvos is going to be Osir, unless you have Shishin, Meya, whatever the sheer bittul in that respective sugya might be. There's two types of taruvoises where the iser could be nice and tam into the heter. One is where you have a dover shal iser and it was nesarev with a dover shal heter. So for example, just to use a very dramatic example, dam, blood. Blood is a cheftz of iser. The Torah says you're not allowed to eat blood. If somebody does, b'mezid yischayv kares, b'shoigig yischayv chatas. If blood would be nesarev with heter, it was nesarev with fruit punch that looks a little bit like blood. There's some sort of a taruvos over here between the iser and the heter. Over there you have the halachas of shisha, meya. This is a classic example of a taruvos of iser v'heter. There's another example of taruvos iser v'heter where you don't have the cheftz of the iser that's being nesarev together with the heter. All you have is the tam of the iser that's being nesarev together with the iser. So for example, you cooked a piece of non-kosher meat together with kosher food. You then, after you cooked the meat, removed the meat out of the pot so that there's no cheft of meat in the taruvos. You have what Chazal referred to as tamay v'loy mamashay. That too is a problem. And there too there's a halacha that unless you have a certain ratio of heter to iser, shisha mumeya, the halacha is the taruvos is going to be aser. But there's an afkamina between the two cases. Where the dam was nesariv, the dam is mamoshe shal iser. When you cooked iser together with heter and you removed the dava shal iser, all I have is the tam of the iser. When I have the mamoshoi, I have the cheftz of the iser. When I have the tam, it's by definition tamoy veloy mamoshoi. I don't have the cheftz of the iser. It's the latter case that we usually mean when we, in a nuanced way, discuss tam ke'ikar. So again, both cases are cases where we're trying to cheshbin, is there tam of the iser in the heter, is there not tam of the iser in the heter? Hence, shisha meya. But in one case, all I have is the tam. In the other case, I have tamay umamoshay. What's the difference? Rabbi Yechon's memra. Rabbi Yechon has a memra throughout Shas that tamay umamoshay asav aloikin olav, tamay veloy mamoshay is asav ain loikin olav. More than that, the machloik is Rashi and the Rishonim, whether tam ke iker is midday rice as midday rabbanon. These are all shailas where all I have is the tam, where I don't have the mamoshay. I don't have the cheftz of the iser. Where I have the cheftz of the iser, there would be different. By the way, this is all up the way Rashi is mefarish all these sugyas over here in Perigidan. Again, this is a huge sugya b'machloikis shnuyo, but I think just for simple havana of the next gemara that we're about to learn, kedai to internalize this point, that when we talk about tam, is it tamay umamashay, tamay veloy mamashay? If I have the cheftz of the iser there, well then it's tamay umamashay. If I remove the cheftz of the iser, but there was a little bit of pleitas tam that came out, that's what's known as tamay veloy mamashay. It's the latter that the gemara now is going to be referring to when it talks about the concept of Tam Keker. But either way, says the Gemara, Rav Amar Rava said that you want to know what the Teretz is. Mitzad Echel, we learn from Zorei B'Sheila that Allah has a bittel b'shishim u'b'meya. Mitzad Sheni, we have a Braisa that says, as it relates to Zorei B'Sheila, Zeu Heta Bami Klalis, which would seem to imply you can learn from Zorei B'Sheila. So which one is it? Could I learn or can I not learn? So Rava said that when we said you can't learn, you know what it was referring to? It was referring to Tam Keker. It was referring to the Allah of Tam Keker. Why? The Kachim Aser. Because when it comes to Kachim, Tam Keiker is Aser. When it comes to Chulin, Tam Keiker is Mutter. Kamash Malan. Yet you find by Zrei B'Sheila the Hachashari that you don't say the Halach of Tam Keiker. This is a Chiddush that you have in Zrei B'Sheila, despite the fact that it's Kachim and by Kachim Tam Keiker is Aser. Still, you're not saying Tam Keiker, and that's what the Brice meant when it said Zeu Hata Bami Klal Aser. But as it relates to Bittul B'Shish and Bittul B'Meir, that is something that you can learn from Zrei B'Sheila. So what does this mean? Long Rashi here on the bottom of the arm. It's a couple of things. Number one, Rav Shita is that as it relates to Tam Keiker, where I don't have the Mamashi, all I have is the Tam, by Kachim it's Asa Medei Raisa. By Chulin, even though the Gemara throughout Shas brings Psukim for it, those Psukim are Smach Tav Alma, all it is Midrabana. What is the Makar to Tam Keiker by Kachim being Asa Medei Raisa? The Gemara is going to bring the Pasuk in 1 second. It's the end of this line. But by Kachim it's an Issa Dei Raisa. By Chulin, it's only in Issid Rabban. The way the Rishonim learn Rava, Rava's also being Moikim the Brais Alibid Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that Mim B'Minoi is Loi Batal. If Mim B'Minoi is Loi Batal, if the old Cheshbin, and Tam Ke'iker is by Kachim and Issamidai Raisa, well, that would mean that the idea that the Zraya B'Sheila could be Batal should be then on arrival. The reason is because even though I only cooked the Zraya together with the rest of the aisle, I'm removing the Zraya, I'm giving it to the Kayin, so that all I have from the Zraya is the Tam, but if Tam Ke'iker is Dai Raisa and Mim B'Mino is Loi Batal, so I'm dead. Based on that, there shouldn't be any eight. So you could have Shishim and Meis for nine Pizmorgan. This shouldn't be a problem. Kamash Malon Zeu Heta Bami Klalisa. That even though by Kachim ordinarily Tam Keiker, Dai Raisa, this Kachim we're treating like Chulin, and over here we're going to say there's no Tam Keiker Dai Raisa. If there's no Tam Keiker Dai Raisa, so over here we can make a Bittel, right? For sure on the Dai Raisa level. And what is the Shir Bittel going to be? It's going to be Shishim and Meis. But as it relates to Shishim and Meis, that is something that we don't say Zeu Heta Bami Klalisa. Listen, that's something if you would want to apply elsewhere, you would be able to do. So Rav is saying very similar to Abaya. What Rav is saying is that the Bryce is going to leave it to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds Mim B'Minolei Batal. Based on that, the whole concept of a Bittel should be dead on arrival. The fact that we're even entertaining a Bittel, that's a second Chiddush, and that's that to Abami Klalissa. But as it relates to once we're agreeable to look at Bittel over here, what the shear should be. The fact that it's Shishim U'Meya, that's something that we're comfortable applying elsewhere. Now, if Sai Rav and Sai Abaya are both being mefarish, Zeu Heta Bami Klalisa, that Braisa said it's going to be Rabbi Yehuda, Mim B'Minolei Batal, so why is it two separate terutzim? Aren't they essentially saying the same thing? What did Abaya say? Abaya said the Braisa is going according to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds Mim B'Minolei Batal, Kamash Malon here, Mim B'Minolei is Batal. And that's a heter that you only have here. Don't think elsewhere Mim B'Minolei is Batal. Rabbi Yehuda Sheet is elsewhere Mim B'Minolei Batal. Rav is essentially saying the same thing. He's just making it a little more complicated. Rav is saying that this is a case of Tam Keiker. Ordinarily, by Kachim, Tam Keiker is Dei Raisa. And we're going Alibid Rabbi Yehuda that holds Mim B'Minolei Batal. But Afilu Hachi, when it comes to the Zraya B'Sheila, over here we're going to treat it like Chulin. It's not going to be an issue. Abaya and Rava are saying the same exact thing. Abaya and Rava are both saying that we're going Alibid Rabbi Yehuda. Based on that, the whole concept of Bittel should be dead on arrival. Afilu Hachi Bittel. But that's what the Braisa means. When it says it's unique here, it's not something we're going to be able to shtel to. But if you look at what Abaya is saying carefully, and what Rav is saying carefully, you'll realize what the nafkamina is. The nafkamina is that according to Abaya, there's a chiddush in Zraya B'Sheila that you don't say Mim B'Minolei Batal. According to Rav, there's a chiddush in Zraya B'Sheila that you don't say Tam Ke'ikud Dei Raisa. Abaya is taking the chiddush that you see in Zraya B'Sheila much further than Rav is taking it. Abaya is saying that you don't say Mim B'Minolei Batal B'Chlal. Again, it's all in the world of Rabbi Yehuda. You don't say Mim B'Minolei Batal B'Chlal. Rav is saying Amoyde B'Miktsas. Chayv Shvodei Raisa. I don't think you see from here as Zoyvay that you don't say Mim B'Minolei Batal at all. What I think is that you don't say Tam Ke'ikud Dei Raisa. So to say that being that I have a Tam And usually tamkikas deiraisa and mimba mina is loy batal. So therefore the bittel should be then on arrival. Kamash one, you don't say tamkikas deiraisa, but mimba mina loy batal. That of course you would say. According to Abaya, the het abam michlal lister is no mimba mina loy batal. According to Rava, the het abam michlal lister is there's no tamkikas deiraisa. What would be the nafkimina? Nafkimina would very simple. What would be if the zraya b'sheilo would completely disintegrate and dissolve into the kdeira? According to Abaya, as long as you have shishim or meya, you're going to be good to go. I mimba mina loy batal. So het abam michlal lister, you don't say mimba mina loy batal. According to Rava, we never said you don't say mimba mina loy batal. We said you don't say tamkikas deiraisa. So if I remove the zraya and all I have is the tam, so then already there's no tamkikas deiraisa. You're going to have a bittel. But let's say the zraya itself would be nimoyach. It would dissolve into the rest of the kdeira. Oh, b'chai gavna. Then already I have a regular taruvus of isav heter tamay umamoshoy, not tamay v'loy mamoshoy. And in that situation, then avada you would have the problem of mimba mina loy batal. But the bottom line is Rava very similar to Abaya, albeit with that huge distinction, and that is according to Rava, when we say zeh heta abam michlal lister, what we mean is that even though ordinarily tam ke ikar by kashim is deiraisa, over here by zrei b'sheilo you don't say tam ke ikar deiraisa. Afraid the gemara v'ligma mina. So Rava shita seems to be that tam ke ikar by kashim is deiraisa. Chulin the rabbanon, but when it comes to kachim, it's deiraisa. Yet you have a parsha zrei b'sheilo which says that you don't say tam ke ikar deiraisa by kachim. So afraid the gemara. Maybe learn from Zerah B'Sheila that you never say Tam Kikr by Kachem Midei Raisa, right? Why are you assuming that this is an exception to the rule? Maybe this is the rule. Why don't you learn from here to call it Terekula that you don't say Tam Kikr Dei Raisa even by Kachem? And Mar says you can't say that because Gali Rachmana Gabi Chatas, because the Torah says Mefurish by the Chatas, Kolash Yigab of Sari Yikdash, this is Kachem 101, that anything that touches the carbon Chatas gets a din of a Chatas, or the chumras of the chatas. So for example, chatas is kachi kadashim, it can only be nechal in velayla, it can only be nechal in the azara. So if you would have some other basa that would touch the chatas, it would take on the chomer of the karmic chatas. What do you see from there? You see that if a piece of meat touches the chatas, all it has is the tam of the chatas, right? The chatas didn't dissolve into the piece of meat. It was nice and tam to it. And afilu hachi, you see, tam ke iker. Deiraisa, so says the Gemara, you can't learn from Zerah B'Sheila, you don't say Tam Kikr Deiraisa by Kachem, because I know from the Chatos, they do say Tam Kikr Deiraisa by Kachem. Says the Gemara, right, just fearing God, She'im psulati pasavim k'shera teyachal kachamer shavar, that's all part of that halacha, that we learn from Kolat She'yigab Asari Yikdash, that anything that touches the Karban Chatos, L'chumra gets the din of a Karban Chatos. Says the Gemara, that's why you can't learn from it. Befreit the Gemara, Maichazah Gamri Nemehech, Ligmer Mihai. So in other words, you have a parish in Kachem where you see Tam Kikr Deiraisa the Chatos. You have a parish in Kachem, where you see Tam Kikr Lav Deiraisa. Where is that? The Zerah B'Sheila. Freit the Gemara, how do you know Chatas is the rule and Zerah B'Sheila is the exception to the rule? Maybe Zerah B'Sheila is the rule and Chatas is the exception to the rule. So maybe Tam Kikr Lav Deiraisa can mevuer B'Zerah B'Sheila. I Chatas, I hear. Chatas maybe is different. So the Gemara says, I'll tell you why. Because it makes sense not to be able to learn from Zerah B'Sheila because Chidishu Michidish Leigamina. Right? This is an identical repeat of the Gemara and the yesterday's daf. Being that the whole parasha Zerah B'Sheila is a chiddush, so you can't learn from chiddushim. What's the chiddush of Zerah B'Sheila? So Rashi said in the beginning of the sugya, and yesterday's daf, it's because even though there is a bittul that takes place by Zerah B'Sheila, but we know that Allah is a mevatlin isa lechatchila, and by the Zerah B'Sheila, the lechatchila, they used to cook the Zerah together with everything else. So being that you're violating a mevatlin isa lechatchila, there's a chiddush in this parasha, you can't learn from a chiddush. There's no chiddush in the parasha of Chatas, there's a chiddush in the parasha of Zerah B'Sheila, that's why we assume that Zerah B'Sheila is the exception. But the Gemara says, Ihachi, if you tell me Zerah B'Sheila is a chiddush, and therefore you can't learn from there that you don't say Tam Kikr Deiraisa, so why are you able to learn bittul b'meya, bittul b'sheila? From there, so the Gemara says, "Atu anan l'kulo gamrinan l'chumra ka gamrinan." The Midrash said, "Ruba batal." When you say you can't learn from a parasha of chiddush, it means you can't learn a kula from such a parasha. You see a kula that mevatel nisal l'chatchila, so therefore I can't learn from here now another kula that tam kikas lab deiraisa. But just because I see a kula doesn't mean I can't learn a chumra. And the fact that there's a bittul b'shishim bittul b'meya is actually not a kula. The Gemara says it's a chumra because without the halacha bittul b'shishim bittul b'meya, you would assume chad b'trei batal. You would assume that all you need is arrive. From the fact that the halach is shishim u'meya, that's not a kula that this bittul even when the shishim u'meya. Fakert, that's a chumra, this only bittul of the shishim u'meya. The chiddush disallows a kula, but it doesn't disallow a chumra. Either way, that is the second teretz. When we say zeh heta b'michlal lissa, we don't mean the ikra halach of shishim u'meya. What are we referring to? Referring to the halach of tam ki ikra, which ordinarily is midday rice by kachim. Zerah B'Sheila, it's not. That chiddush is unique. Dafka to the Zerah B'Sheila. Ravina, Amar Ravina is the third character. He said, Loit Nitzrecha, you want to know What the big chiddush in Zorei B'Sheila is that the Brice was referring to when it said that, oh, in this parasha Zorei B'Sheila, there's a chiddush here that you can't learn anywhere else. It's Zehu Het Abba Michlal Iser. It was referring to Elo L'Mokem Chatach. It's referring to the area where the Zraya was severed from the rest of the aisle. The Omar. Because we know that Mokem Chatach Ba'alma Aser, that ordinarily the Mokem Chatach is Aser. V'hacha Shari, over here it's Mutter. So if the concept of the Mokem Chatach sounds a little familiar, it's because we learned about this not so long ago in Perek Behema Makasha. So if you remember, Perek Behema Makasha, there's a halacha that if somebody shechts a Behema Muberes, so the shechita is matter the mother, and it's matter the uber as well. Stating that if one of the hands, one of the ivarim of the uber was protruding outside the rechem of the mother at the time of the shechita, that hand would be aser. Not only would that hand be aser, but when you chop the hand off, even the makam achatach, the place where the hand that aver meets the rest of the guf, that would also be aser. This is a chumra that you usually find in such halachas. We have one aver of an animal that's aser. The rest of the animal is mutter. The makam chatach, the place where you made the incision, you go the chumra, that's also going to be aser. By Zraya B'Sheila, the halacha is the makam chatach is mutter. And Ravina said that's what that price was referring to. That ordinarily the makam chatach is aser, kamash malon. Over here, it's going to be a mutter. Bottom line, from Zraya B'Sheila, we learned the halacha of bittel. What's the shir bittel? Or the shishim, or the me? We have a price that says, you can't learn anything from Zraya B'Sheila. We have three terutzim. What that price is referring to. The tzad hashava between the three terutzim is, it's not referring to everything that you see in Zorei B'Sheila, and it's not referring to the halach of bittel b'shishim, bittel b'meh. It's referring to some other kula that you see over there. What was the other kula? According to Abaya, it's going a little bit to Rabbi Yehuda, and the kula is that you see mimba minay bottle. According to Rava, the kula is that you see from the tamkeik alav deiraisa, even though by kachim usually tamkeik is deiraisa. According to Ravina, the kula is that the makam chatach is going to be mutter. Either way, this concludes the first part of today's daf. Second part of today's daf is going to focus on a Mishnah in Masechtas Arla. And it's really more than one Mishnah. The Mishnayos are in Perek Beis, it starts Mishnah Dalet, and goes through Mishnahs Vav and Zayin. And I think that just as an introduction to this next part of the daf, it's kedai to go through these Mishnayos innovating, not the easiest Mishnayos in Shisha Sidrei Mishnah. Now just to set up why we're about to talk about a Mishnah Masechtas Arla, it's because on Daf Tzadik Ches Amud Aleph, we had a Machlokes HaMoharan regarding the Shir Bittel. When you be Mevatel Isser, that was Nesarev with Heter, Lach Belach, is it b'shishim or is it b'meyah? V'shneim lamdu from the parashah Zorei B'Sheila, like we've been talking about in the first part of that. But there's a shear of bittel, machlokes in the Gemara, whether the shear bittel is shishim, the shear bittel is meyah. The Gemara now is going to ask a kasha on the Manda Amar. If you remember, it was Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchok in the name of Rav Asi, who held that the shear bittel is b'meyah. So this Mishnah over here in Masechtas Arla is talking about where there's some sort of taruvos between Issa v'Heter. The Issa is Truma. The Heter is Chulin. Now Truma is only Aser for someone that's not already Truma, such as a non-Kain. But you have a taruvos of Issa v'Heter. The taruvos is between Truma and Chulin. The halacha is, sort of a pasuk, that the sheer bittel of Truma in Chulin is B'meya V'Echad. So if you have 101 times Chulin connected to Truma, then it's going to be Batal. If you don't have 101 times, not. So ordinarily, we paskin the Shir Bittel is B'Shishin, right? That's the mandama we paskin like. But when it comes to Truma, it's a different Shir. Over there, the Shir is 101. And that's what's going on over here in these Mishnayos. So starting from Mishnah Dalet. Kol HaMechametz V'HaMetabel V'HaMedame B'Truma U'Ba'Arla U'Bekili HaKerem Aser. So if somebody would take a taruvos of Chulin together with Truma, Arlo, Kilea, Karen. We're going to focus on Truma. So somebody makes a taruvas of Chulin and Truma. If the Truma is mechametz, it leavens, it causes the Chulin to rise, or it's metabel, it spices it, or medama, it's just mixed together with it, the halach is, it's going to be awesome. I'm skipping to Mishnah Vav. V'l ulema amru, with regards to what did the Chachamim say, that kol ha-mechametz v'ametamo v'amedama lahachmer bim b'minoi, and lahakul u lahachmer bim b'shein b'minoi. So it seems like Chazal said that when it comes to a taruva, it's of chulin and truma, where the truma is mechametz v'ametamo l'medama, if it's mim b'minoi, so the truma and the chulin are the same min, you go l'chumra. If it's mimbisha in a mina, there were two different minin, so then it's going to be sometimes lahakel and sometimes it's going to be lahachmas. So the Mishnah is ketzad. Sa'ar shal chitin, shenav l'tech isas chitin. So if there was sa'ar, zohar taig, right, sourdough of chitin, that's truma, and it fell into dough of chitin. So this is clearly mimbamina. The sa'ar is chitin and the isna is chitin. And there's enough of this sa'ar to be mechametz, to cause the isa to leaven. Beisha yeshbay. If it has the ability to impose itself on the Isa, whether you have 101 of Chulin Keneget to be Mavatl, or you don't have 101, either way it's going to be Aser. Let's say you don't have 101, it's going to be Aser. Then, whether it has the ability to be Mechametz, or doesn't have the ability to be Mechametz, it's going to be Aser. What the Mishnah is essentially saying is that even though we know there's a halacha that when it comes to a taruvus of truma and chulin, the chulin is mevatel b'meiv ve'echad, that's only true if the truma itself is not being mechametz, or it's not being medame, or it's not being noisen tam, where it's not doing its thing in this taruvus right now, then the halacha is it can be mevatel b'meiv ve'echad. If, however, it's doing its thing, I don't care if you have 101, I don't care how much you have, the halacha is it's going to be aser. So where's the negei the halacha of 101? Where it's negei is, let's say it's not doing its thing. It's not being mechametz. It's not being metabel. You can't taste it. Still, there's halach, you have to have 101. And that's what we mean when we say min b'minoy is lahachmer. You always go l'chumra. If it's nois and tam, quote unquote, you're going to be machmer. And if there's less than 101 of hetek and egedet, you're always going to be machmer. So check off any one of these two boxes. Is it nois and tam? If the answer is yes, aser. If it's not nois and tam, but it's less than 101 to 1 ratio, then it's also going to be a problem. It's Mishnah Zayin, l'hokul l'hachem b'shein emin ketzad. When we say when it comes to b'shein eminoy, so there the halach is, sometimes it's a kula, sometimes it's a chumra. What's the case? Could go in grisin, shen is bashlo and adashin. And grisin and adashin are two different minim. V'yesh ben b'nois and tam, if it has the ability to be nois and tam, then ben sh'yesh lam lalis b'echad umeyo, u ben sh'ein bem lalis b'echad umeyo aser. Whether there's 101 or not 101, as long as it's nois and tam, it's going to be aser. Ein bem b'nois and tam, let's say it doesn't have the ability to be nois and tam, then Bein She'eshem Lalis Bechur Umeyo, Bein She'em Bem Lalis Bechur Umeyo, Mutter, it's going to be Mutter. If it's nois and tam, it's always going to be Aser. I don't care what the ratio is. If it's not nois and tam, it's always going to be Mutter. I don't care what the ratio is. This is a kula. Because over here, it's all totally in one thing. It's not two boxes, it's one box. Is it nois and tam or is it not nois and tam? The ratio itself, that I don't care about. Which, let's focus on the kula, because that's where the chilik is. What emerges is a tremendous kula. And that is, in the event that it's not nois and tam, even if you have less than 101, the halach is going to be mutter. So by mimbe minoy, if it's not nois and tam, and it's less than 101, it's still going to be aser. Because there's one of two ways for the taruvus to be aser. Either by it being nois and tam, in which case, even if it's more than 101, or by it being less than 101, even if it's not nois and tam. But either one of those mahalchim are mahalchim for it to be aser. Because this is where the chilik is. If it's less than 101 and it's not nois and tam, it's still going to be aser. When it comes to mimish and emine, the only thing I care about is if it's nois and tam. So if you have a taruvus of 1,000 to 1, but it's nois and tam, it's going to be aser. That's the bad news. But here's the good news. If it's not nois and tam, even if it's less than 101, it's going to be mutter. So again, where's the chilik between mimbamina and mimish and emine? The chilik is where it's less than 101, but it's not nois and tam. By mimbamina, it's still going to be aser because there's two tenayim you have to have. By mimish and emine, in that situation, it's going to be mutter. Either way, this Mishnah apparently has something to do with Rav Asi Shita, that the regular shear bittel, forget about Truma, the regular shear bittel is 100, and Rav Dimi is the one that's going to now present the Mishnah and explain the Akasha. By the way, the reason it was Kedai to see this Mishnah inside, first of all, it's always Kedai to pre-cap what's coming, but also because as we're about to see, the Gemara is going to bring this Mishnah, but Tzirik Tzveiks, first the Sefer, then the Reishna, so you see the Mishnah in an orderly fashion. It just, again, we say this a lot. The Gemara expects us to know Mishnayis. The Gemara expects us to know Teiseftas. The Gemara expects us for sure to know Psukim, right? That's why sometimes the Gemara will bring a Pasuk and say Vechulu, and the punchline is from the Vechulu. You left out the Ikka part of the Pasuk. No, the Gemara left out nothing. Unfortunately, we left out from our learning knowing these Psukim. But either way, as the Gemara, Yasser Rabdim, Vekabal Allah Shmaitis Rabdim, he sat down and he said over This halacha, the halacha that Rav Shmuel Rav Yitzchak said in the name of Rav Asi, and that is that the sheer bittel ordinarily is b'meya. Oh, malei abayos, abayo told Rav Dimi, v'chali surim shabatayr b'meya. Is that true? You're telling me the sheer bittel ordinarily is 100 v'tam. We learned in the Mishnah Masech Tesar lo. L'ma amru kol ha-mechamitz u'metam u'medame l'hachmer min b'minoy. L'akalu l'hachmer min b'she'enay minoy. Right, sometimes you go l'chumra, sometimes it's l'akalu l'hachmer. When you go l'chumra, if it's min b'minoy. When it's l'akalu l'hachmer, that's if it's min b'she'ena mina, v'ktani seifa, and then the seifa said, "Lachmer lahachmer." What's the case of lachmer lahachmer min b'she'ena mina ketzad? Grisin shen espachol madashim. If grisin will cook together with adashim, min yesh bem benoisim tam. If then noisim tam ben sheyesh bem lahalis ben meiv echa ben she'en ben lahalis ben meiv echa nasser. Then it's always gonna be aser. If it's noisim tam, ein bem benoisim tam. This is the kula. Then ben sheyesh bem lahalis ben meiv echa, ben ein bem lahalis ben meiv echa. Mutter, it's going to be mutter. Says Abaya. Right up until now. We knew all this. This was the pre-cap. Zok tabai. Ein behem lahalis b'mei ve'echod. Elo lamai. Abai is making a big anocha. Abai is saying that even though the Mishnah says, min b'sheinei minoi, if it's not nois and tam, the halacha is that it's going to be mutter. But for sure there has to be some ratio of bittel, right? You would need at the very least the regular shir bittel. Meaning, Abai understands that what the Mishnah is trying to say is that Truma has a unique shir bittel. 101 learned that from a pasuk. What the Mishnah is saying is that when it comes to min b'she'enei minoy, there's a kula, l'hakul achmer, there's a kula. And the kula is that if it's physically not nois and tam right now, so then I don't need the 101. Say it. But if there's a regular shir, a universal shir, nothing to do with Truma. If there's a chul in the gashir, literally, pun intended, Mesachtes Chulin, and where we're dealing with Chul. If there's a regular shear, then for sure you would have to have that shear, right? There's no question in the world. So what is essentially the Mishnah saying? Oh, you don't need that fancy shear of 101. I mean, less than that shear is going to be okay. Okay, so what's less than 101? Ela b'may, la b'shishim? It's probably 60. Meaning, if the regular shear is... Let's speak this out, even though we're sort of giving it away, 100. So what, you're telling me you don't need 101, but you need 100? It's like the same shear. Elamai, the regular shear must be 60. Oh, it's like a shmack of Mishnah. You don't need 101, but 60, yeah. And for the Gemara, I hear, be a little more geshmack. The delta between what you thought you needed and what you do need would have been much wider, a bigger spread, but at the same time, what we're saying is that we're asking ordinarily, what's the shear? 101 when it comes to Truma. If it's ain't a nice and time, over here, you're not going to need the shear of 101. What shear will you need? All you will need is a shear of 100. Because ordinarily, the shear, according to Rav Asi, is 100. And why Truma, the shear is 101. That's a chumrah that you need one more in order to be mevatel. Kamash one, you don't need it. By the way, you're going to tell me, is there such a difference between 100 and 101? That's enough in the Gemara. Ein adayma, misha shayna pirkei meya pama l'misha shayna pirkei meya pama ve'echad. That's a mafurish Gemara. We know you can't compare 100 to 101. And forget, that isn't the whole point. That mimba shayna mini has this kula. You don't need 101. 100 of itself would be enough. But the Gemara says, v'amid deresha. Let's learn the resha. What did the resha say? The resha said that b'meya hava, that when it comes to, as we'll see, mimba minoy, this year is 100. And if that's the case, could it be that sefer Shishim, that the safest also shishim, says the meaning, and being that that's meya, must be that the safest shishim. What does this mean? The tani reisha, because we learned in the reisha lahachmir mimba mina ketsa. What's the echetimtsa of we have a taruvus mimba mina where you go the chumra sar shalchidish nafli isas chidav yesh b'kedei lachamit ben sheyesh b'kedei lahalis b'mei ve'echad ben sheim b'kedei lahalis b'mei ve'echad aser im b'lahalis b'mei ve'echad. This is the part of it that we need. If there was not enough of 101, then ben sheyesh b'kedei lachamitz, ben sheim b'kedei lachamitz, aser, it's going to be aser. What was the halacha where you go l'chumra by min b'minoy? What's the case, right? Where's the chilik between min b'minoy, min b'sheinei minoy? The case is where it's not nois in tam, but you have less than 101, right? That's where the nafkamina is. When it comes to min b'sheinei minoy, it's going to be mutter. When it comes to min b'minoy, it's going to be aser, because there's two ways for the taruvus to be aser by min b'minoy. Either it's nois in tam, or you have less than the shear. Now, if the shear is 101, Again, the Gemara is assuming 101 and 100 are the same number, which, by the way, the first time the Gemara assumed that, I could hear. The second time, I mean, we already mentioned, but the Gemara is going back, and the Gemara is saying that what is essentially the Chumrah of Mim B'Minai? The Chumrah of Mim B'Minai is where it's Einei Nois in Tam, you have to have 101. What's the Kula of Mim B'Sheinei Minai, where it's Einei Nois in Tam, you don't have to have 101? According to Rav Asi, what do you have to have? You have to have 100. So the chumrah of Mim B'Minai is you need 101. The kula of Mim B'Sheinei Minai is that you only need 100. That sounds like the same thing to me. So says the Gemara Bishleim, if you're going to tell me that the regular Shir Bittul is Shishim, so what's the kula of Mim B'Sheinei Minai? You don't need 101, you need 60. What's the chumrah of Mim B'Minai? You need 101. Oh, that's very different. Here you need 101, here you need 60. That's the whole point of the Mishnah, the second parak, Masechta Zara. Mim B'Minai is lahachmer, Mim B'Sheinei Minai is lahakulu lahachmer. But if you're going to tell me here you need 101, here you need 100, it's mamish the same thing. So Tainas the Gemara, to me, midderesha b'meya hava sefer b'shishim. You almost have to say that. Because the whole point of being mechavit in the resha and the sefer is that here you go lahachmer, here you go lahakul. And what's the nafkamino? 1%. The whole nafkamina is one. The Gemara says yes or lie, no. Reisha b'meya v'chad, seifa b'meya. Yeah, that's the difference. The whole difference is that one. It's one. Every number, every inch, every centimeter counts. And that is the nafkamina, that when it comes to Mim B'Minai, if it's not nois and tam, you still need 101. And when it comes to Mim B'She'enai Minai, where it's not nois and tam, all you would need is 100. Says the Gemara, as a postscript to this discussion. It comes out from here that, you know, just from reading the Mishnah, what emerges is that it's possible to have a taruvus where you can have 101 times something else, and still the is going to be able to be nois and tam. Right? For sure you see that in the Mishnah. You see that throughout the Mishnah. Right, because the Mishnah is talking about where you don't have 101, but it's not nois and tam, or you have 101, and it is nois and tam. And the Gemara is about to ask on that. Is it possible to have a taruvus of two things? We have 101 times one connected to the other, and that other, the minority, is still going to be nois and tam? Now, it's an interesting discussion, I hear. Sounds like a good place to have it, right? But the Gemara, just from the flow of the Gemara, seems to be asking what it's about to ask, behemshech from what we just learned. And just, it's kedai to speak out where you see that. It seems that the Gemara was entertaining a possibility that when we talk about 101 in the context of Truma, maybe it's really 100, right? We made a big deal about this as we went through the Gemara. 101, 100, it's one and the same, right? The emes is, if you go through the sugya, there was a tzad in the Gemara that when we say Truma is batal by 101, it doesn't mean you need 101 times keneged the one. What it means is you need 100 times to keneged the one, and the number 101 is because when you mitzarif the chulin together with the Truma, what you're going to end up with is 101. But it's clearly mavur from the maskan of the Gemara that that's not the case. Because faker chulin, according to Rav Asi, is always 100 times heter keneged the iser, and trum is more than that, kimavur in the Gemara, mim b'sheinei minai is lahakul lahachmer. So what's that number? It's a real 101. And again, the Gemara is making this huge deal between the chiluk of 100 and 101. Ad kedekach, the Gemara says that when the Mishnah was saying that I could have the shear and still would be nois and tam, if that shear was 100, I could have lived with it. But if the shear is 101, I actually can't live with it. Says the Gemara, it's impossible. It's impossible that the sa'ar should be able to be mechameitz even if there's 101 times keneged it. And the Gemara said that when this question was asked to Rav Dimi, that's who the question was asked to, Ishtik, Rav Dimi was quiet. Again, this is a shock of time, then Abai and Rav Dimi. Rav Dimi says over Rav Asi's halacha that the shir bittul is 100. Abai asks from the Mishnah in Arla. What emerges from the Mishnah in Arla is that it's 101, it's not 100. Faked Abai, it's Rav Dimi, that Rav Dimi, so you're telling me that something could be nois atam at 101? 100 I can live with, but it could be nois atam even into 101. Amale, so Abai told Rav Dimi, because Rav Dimi was stumped, so Abai said, you know, let me defend you. Dilmashani sar, the chimutzei kasha, maybe certain yeasts are very sour, right? Maybe that's why it's called sourdough. But certain yeasts are very sour. So being that they're very sour, something that's chimutzei kasha, that has heavy chimitz in it, so maybe over there, it is so powerful, it's so potent, it has the ability to be nois and tam, even when you have a share of 101. Amalei, Abai tells Rav Dimi said, Shkoyach, you're right, At Karatin Milsa, you just reminded me something. That when it comes to all these taruvas, and not all macholis asuras are the same. Shari tzir, I'll give you an example. Take tzir, that's fish brine of a non-kosher fish. The shear of tam is close to 200. So you see, that has the ability to be nice and tam, even if you have kar of the masayim kenegat. What's the makar to this? A mishnah in Trumas. The tran, dak tome, tziray aser. A non-kosher fish is tzir is aser. Rabbi Yehuda says, revius pisos. Now, there is a sheer bittel. The sheer bittel is a revius haluk of tzir is batel b'sasayim. Now, if you do the math, you do the conversion process of a revius haluk to sasayim, it's karuv to 200, a little less than 200. So you see clearly that it needs close to 200. So you see some things have the ability to be nice and tam, even if you have a ridiculous amount kenegedit. The Haraya Shitas Rabbi Yehuda regarding the tzir of a dag tummy. Frank the Gemara, parenthetically, did Rabbi Yehuda just say this? Rabbi Yehuda said that if you take tzir of a dag tummy and you mix it together with kosher fish, the halach is there's a sheer bittel at all. From Rabbi Yehuda, didn't Rabbi Yehuda say mivimidu like bottle? So how could dag be bottle to dag? So the Gemara says shani tzir dezei ba'almo is a big word. And these sugyas, tzir is not really part and parcel of the fish. It's the shvitz, it's the sweat. It's Zeya Ba'alma. It's not something that's awesome in Dei Raisa. That's the punchline. And being that it's not awesome in Dei Raisa, so therefore it's not included in Rabbi Yehuda's regular halacha of Min B'minay Lai Batal. Either way, going back to the Mishnah. So the Mishnah discussed, right, why are we talking about the sugyas of Taruvos? It's because the Mishnah talked about the Gidan Asha that was cooked together with the Yerech, right? The Gidan Asha is in the thigh. So someone took the thigh, cooked it together with the Gid. So what did the Mishnah say? Im yesh ba benois and tam arezo asura. If it has ability to be nois and tam, it's going to be asa. Ketzad mishare noisa. How are we mishare it, right? What's the formula to figure out if it's nois and tam or not? And the Mishnah gave us one. Kibasar belefes. The way we do it is we figure out basar belefes. Meaning we make believe that the Gid was basar, and we make believe that the Yerech was lefes, turnips. If it would be nois and tam, meaning, if you took this amount of basar and that amount of turnips, and there'd be a tam, then we assume this was nois and tam. And if not, we assume it was not nois and tam. Rav Huna clarified this halacha a little bit better. He said, kibasa b'rashe lefasas. We don't just mean the turnip, we mean dafka, the top of the turnip. Rashi says that the yerek of the lefes is sweeter than the rest of the lefes. And if that's the case, being that it's sweeter, so it would require more basar in order for it to overwhelm it, and in order for it to be able to be nice and tam. And as a result, you have to cheshbin, not the basar being nice and tam into the entire lefes, but dafka, the sweeter part of the lefes, says the Gemara. Mafnisin deloike haitana. One thing you see clearly in our Mishnah is that if you cook the Gidan Asha together with the Yerech, you're going to have yourself a little bit of a problem, right? That's why you have to make sure you have the right shears. Up to Gemara, the Mishnah is loike Tana. Which Tana? So we know this Tana, right? Tana going to the bride. Rabbi Shmuel, the son of Yechim and Breika, Omer, ain't be Gidim and Nois and Tam. Rabbi Shmuel, the son of Yechim and Breika, said that Gidin are not Nois and Tam. Now, if the Gidan Asha can't be Nois and Tam, so who cares that you cooked it together? Just remove the Gid and you don't have to worry about Tam, because it's ain't be Gidin be Nois and Tam. Elamai, the Mishnah holds Yesh be Gidim and Nois and Tam. The Mishnah is loike Tana. Look, Gemara, who the also the comedy of someone's came to Rav Chanina. Yosef Rabbi Yehuda bar Zvina above, and Rabbi Yehuda bar Zvina was sitting on the at the Pesach Habayis, right? He was at the entranceway. He was at the door of where Rabbi Chanina lived. Kinafik. When this person left Rabbi Chanina, Amale, so Rabbi Yehuda bar Zvina told the person, "My Amalach." He said, "I'm curious. I saw you holding a tafshil, and obviously you want to know if it's a kosher, is it not kosher? What did he tell you?" Amale Shayinale. He said he told me that it's mutter. Now, it seems that this tafshel was a yerech and especially by Gidan Asha. This person was mechavan to this Mishnah, and this was his real-life story. So he comes out, and he tells Rabbi Yehuda bar Zvina that Rabbi Chanina told me it's mutter. Amale, hoda ailu de kamei. He says, no, maybe he didn't understand the Shiloh. What do you mean? It's enough in a Mishnah. Go back and tell him exactly what you did. Amar, so when he went back in, Rabbi Chanina told him, man, haida come mitzayli. Who's this person who's mamish? He's driving me crazy. He's being mitzayir me. Zil emale. Lemanda Yosef Abava, go tell this person who's sitting at the door, ain't be Gidim be Nois and Tam, that Gidim do not have the ability to be Nois and Tam. And being that ain't be Gidim be Nois and Tam, so it's for that reason, even though I know it's Kinegan and Mishnah, but the Mishnah is the Leiki Aitana, and I hold ain't be Gidim be Nois and Tam. Another anecdote, when people would come to Rav Ami and they would ask him such a Shiloh, where the whole Yerech was cooked together with the Gid. So Meshadul, the Kami, the Rav Yitzchok Ben Cholov, he would say, I don't want to pass in the Shiloh. I'd rather you go to Rav Yitzchok Ben Cholov, to Torah Bala Heterah, because he's Meir Heter, Mishum de Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, based on Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi is the one that holds Ein Begidim Enos and Tam, but I myself don't hold that way. So this is Chikav. So someone's coming to Rav Ami, he's asking him a Shaila. What was the Shaila? The Gidan Oshni was in the special together with the Yerach. Rav Ami holds it's not Mishnah, it's Aser. But he knows there are those that hold that it's Mutter, because Ein Begidim Enos and Tam. So Rav Ami could have said Aser. But he knew that there are people that are Mekel, and he was machshiv those that were Mekel. So he would say, go to Rabbi Yitzchak ben Cholov. I think you should ask him the Shiloh better, because he'll give you, want a kula? He'll give you a good kula. I can't paskin that way, because I don't have that Mesoira. I hold Yesh Begidim Ben Oysentam, but he has a Mesoira, and he's a Bar Samcha. Go better to him. Right, so imagine you ask a Poisek who's a Machmer Shiloh, and instead of being Machmer, he says, you know, Gefreg Ployni, who's a big Mekel. That's exactly what Rav Ami did, and the Gemara says, V'hilcha, so you want to know what the halacha is, Ein Begidim Ben Oysentam, exhale. So, Alam de Shadaf, in the sugis over here of Tanke Iker that we're going through way, way, way too quick. Even if we did a few raid bites, it would be too fast. So, we're going through this way too quickly. So, I just thought that as it relates to raid, just to lighten up the daffin a little bit, to speak out a Dover Nifla from the Beis Medrash of Hagoyin, Hasinai, and this is from his sefer L'cheker Shein Mois V'Kinuyim B'Talmud. Now, why are we going to speak out now from that sefer? So, speak out a good shtickle for Abruv Margolis. I don't think we need an excuse. Stating that, a few days ago, we had, I think it was on Daf Tzadik Vav, the Gemara mentioned a yid by the name of Bar Piuli. Bar Piuli was removing the Gidan Asha, and he was doing it in the presence of the great Amora Shmuel. And Shmuel gave him a little musr, and he got so scared that he dropped his knife. But there was a menaker whose name was Bar Piuli. And in the Tzutzei Or, on that Gemara, Abruv Margolis says, take a look at what I wrote in my sefer, L'cheker Shemus V'Kinuyim B'Talmud. And on page Yud Aleph, I give a shout out to Bar Piuli and I say something about his name. So, taking the lead of Rabbi Margolis, we're going to go through a little bit the beginning of the Sefer L'Cheker Shemes of Kinuim B'Talmud, specifically chapter 1. And that's called Psidonim B'Talmud, pseudonyms in the Talmud. What's a pseudonym? A pseudonym is like a nickname, a pen name, not real name that sometimes was used. And Rabbi Margolis has a mechkar how you find that there were different Tanom and Amoraim that are mentioned in Shas who were known not by their real name, but rather by some sort of pseudonym. Truth is, this is something that over the years we've talked about. It's scattered in some of the raid bites. And really, the Marad Shmaita to this inyan is Rabbi Tzvi Hershchayes. It's in a Sefer Mavay Talmud Perik Yudzayin, and this is the way Rabbi Margolis starts his mechka. I'm just going to read the first paragraph. Oid matzasi dover chadash, says Rabbi Tzvi Hershchayes. I found a dover chadash. Shahar bei chachamim, asholei bas sichron rak lefamim muatim b'shnei ha-talmudim, that there are many chachamim whose name is mentioned very infrequently in Talmud Bavli and Talmud Yerushalmi. Ba'halocha achas, maybe this Chacham had one halacha that is attributed to him. Oy ba'agada achas. Maybe it's not even in a halacha. It's a dvar agada. Yet nikra b'chol eis rak al shem oisa halacha. Yet he was known, in my opinion, by a name that's associated with that halacha that he said. K'moy Rabbi Yitzchak Migdala. This is very famous. He says there's an Amora, his name was Rabbi Yitzchak Migdala. He's mentioned in Perek Eilu Metzias, Michsechtes Bav Metziat Avchafeh Amanav. The mission over there says that if somebody's walking in the street and he saw Shloisha Matbeo Yzeh Agavzeh, he saw three coins that were stacked one on top of the other. So the halach is Chayv Lahachris, you can't keep that Matbeo, even though Ma'is Mefuzara is, the halach is you're allowed to keep. That's from the Metzias that are Shaloi. But if you saw them stacked, then the halacha is not. Amr Rabbi Yitzchak Migdala. So Rabbi Yitzchak Migdala said, "V'hu she'asuyin k'migdala." The only time this is true is if they were stacked like a migdal. They were stacked like a tower. Says Rabbi Tzvi Hershchayes that you have a chacham. His name was Rabbi Yitzchak Migdala. What kind of name is Migdala? Never heard Shanae. So he says, let's be honest. It's probably because of this halacha that Rabbi Yitzchak Migdala said above a mitzvah, chafei, v'husha asuyin kemigdal, and that's probably why he was known by that name. It's a pseudonym. It's not his real name. It wasn't at the bris where they said, Yikari Shmai B'Yisrael, Yitzchak Migdala. That's probably not what it was. But rather it was asuyin kemigdal, and that's a halacha that he said, and he became known based on this halacha. V'chei motzinu chacham echad, sheshmai Rab Zuhumai. He said, there's a chacham whose name was Rab Zuhumai. And he said, it's pasha to me, nesha amar adin. Because he's the one that said in Brachis, Nun Gimel Amid Beis, Kishem Shemizuim Pasal Avoida, if a Kohen smelled, he had a Reach Ra that was coming from him, he wasn't allowed to do the Avoida in the Beis HaMikdash, Kach Pasal of Racha. So too, if you have someone who's Mizuim, he's somebody that smells, he would not be allowed to lead the benching. Rab Zuhumai Punkt is the one that said a halacha regarding Mizuim. He was known as Rab Zuhumai because he's the author of this halacha. He said, "V'nikra chacham echad." I found another chacham, B'shem Ben Rechumi. He's mentioned in a Gemara Masechtas Nazir Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. You know what he says in Nazir Yud Gimel Amud Aleph? He turns to Abaya and he asks him, Akasha, what would be if somebody says, "Hareini Nazir," and then another person would say, "Va'ani," me too. Now, specifically, the case was where he said, "Hareini Nazir Kishiyehili Ben." And the other person went and he said, me too. What's talacha? Did he mean to be mekabel naziris as well? When that person has a child, or maybe when I have a child, or Dilma, maybe what he meant to say was, rachim nolach kavasi. You're so excited, you want to have this child so badly. You're even making a nedav in a davat HaKadosh Baruch HaReini Nazik Sheli Ben. I'm telling you, when you have this child, rachim nolach kavasi, I'm going to love this child like it's my own. I'm going to take care of this child. Ben Rechumi is mentioned one place in Shas. It was a halacha where someone asks, where somebody said, "Areini nazik shleili ben," and the other person said, "Va'ani." Does he mean rachim nolach? He says, "Pashit." He was the one who asked this shaila, and that's why he was known as Ben Ruchami. He said, "V'chem otzina b'Yerushalmi perakamid megillah shehiksha veliyo makre be'iser b'mois." Gemara says it's a pas veliyo navi to bring karbanis at a time where there's an iser b'mois. Va'amar Rab Simloi dibura, but Rab Simloi dibura said that it says in the pasuk, Ukidvarcha Asisi, Vechulu, Vechulu. I never heard of Rab Simloi Dibura. And the one thing he ever said in his life was, Ukidvarcha Asisi. The only thing that's mentioned over here in Shas, I should say, is Ukidvarcha Asisi. So Zogt, Rab Tzvi Hashchayis, is it a coincidence that he became known as not the regular Rab Simloi, the Rab Simloi Dibura? It's probably because of this halacha that he said, Ukidvarcha Asisi. Either way, he concludes and he says, V'oid Harbe, I have many more such examples. V'daki hu inyin chadosh, lo yisoyr by Shum Adam. There's no one ever who had this ha'ara for Hashem Hayah Ba'izri Limtsay Metzias Ice. Pun intended, because it comes from Rabbi Yitzchak Migdala, who's mentioned in the Perek Eilu Metzias. He said, but the Eibishter was Mezakimi, that I'm the one that brought this Indian to the world, that sometimes you have this connection between a Tana and a Meira and a Halacha that he said in Fakir. He's known by that name, not because that was his real name, but that's his pseudonym, so to speak. That's his alias. And he gets known as the Halacha that he said, be it Rabbi Yitzchak Migdala, who's mentioned by Metzias Chafei, Rab Zuhumai, who said halacha of kishem shemezu and pasal avayt kach pasal lebracha and brachas on gimel amid beis. Ben Rechumi, who's the one that said hareini nazik shleili ben va'ani, does he mean rachim nolach kavasi? And Rab Simloi Dibura, who's mentioned the first parak of Yerushalmi in Mesechtes Megill. So Rab Reuven Margolis, a few aras. First of all, Rab Tzvi Hashchayis said there was no one before him that ever had this ha'ara. He said that if you take a look at one of the commentaries on the Meir Nevuchim that was written by Rav Moshe Narvoini, he lived in the 14th century, he was a Rishon, super commentary on the Meir. And this is in Chelik Beis, Perek Chavtes, he makes this observation and he's mefalfling it a little bit. That's 500 years before Rav Tzvi Hashchayis. He says, not just that, the Baal HaYuchsin, take a look, under Rabbi Lozer Chisma, says the Baal HaYuchsin, he was called Chisma because he said one halach in Perek HaSoicher HaSapoyelim regarding the lav of Leisach Soim Shar B'dishai. And that's why he's known as Rabbi Lozer Chisma. And he says, by the way, I found it in the Seyd HaDeiris as well. This is 100 years or so before Rav Tzvi Hashchayis. Regarding the Tana Rabbi Yossi HaChayrein. Why was it called Rabbi Yossi HaChayrein? Because in Chayris, Mem Gimel Amad Aleph, he said halacha regarding one of the mumim that I mentioned in the Torah called a charum. But the bottom line is that I'm the first one that says v'daku inyan chadash lo yisayir by shum adam Hashem hayu ba'izri limtzay mitziyaz. It's not true. I found it by Rav Moshe Narvoini in his Pirush on the Meira. I found it in the Yuchsin, and I found it already in the Baal Seyd HaDeiris. Again, not by Arichos, but they all were Meira already. This Aris, this is not the Chiddush, really. of Rav Tzvi Hashchayes. He continues and he says that really after Rav Tzvi Hashchayes, I've seen other people work with this as well. And says, I have to be honest with you, I'm not masking to some of the things I saw. He quotes from a sefer called Koich Ve'yar. This is a Pirish that was written on the Seyda Adairis. It was printed one time in Vilna in the year Tafresh Lamed Zayin, right? It's fun when you have a photographic memory. But the bottom line is, it was printed one time in Tafresh Lamed Zayin in the town of Vilna. And he said that Yid went, and he said he was mamish, he was mafling in this Indian in an incredible way. He went so far as to say that he believes Reb Shimon ben Lakish. That's a funny name, Lakish. What kind of name is Lakish? He said, I think Reb Shimon ben Lakish gets known as Reb Shimon ben Lakish, not because his father's name was Lakish. I don't think that's the reason. I think the reason he's known as Reb Shimon ben Lakish is because of a Medrash Rabbah. The Medrash Rabbah is in Parshas Vayetze, it's Parsha Ayin Gimel Yud. And the Medrash over there is talking about when Lavan made his business deal with Yaakov Avinu. We went through that business deal, if you remember, Be'iyun in the Chumash Shirim in Parshas Vayetze. We mamish went through it. And they had a deal, I'm going to get this and you're going to get that. And there's a machloikis. Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, what exactly the deal was? Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Bikiraya de Lavan. Lavan was going to get the older ones. Reish Lakish Amar Lakishya de Lavan. Lavan was going to get the Lakishyas, the Lakishes. He was going to get the later ones. So this, the Baal Koich Ve'yar said, that to me this whole name Lakish I always found to be interesting. And I think that the reason he was called Lakish is it, he's a Ben Lakish based on this memory that he said in Bereshit Rabbi Perek Ayin Gimel Yud. Now it's good bekiyas to shtel tznu Reb Shimon Ben Lakish to this Lakish, but to say he was known by that, this was his gevaldige chiddush that he said. He went a little bit further. He said we're familiar with the Amir Reb Abba Bar Mamel. He said I think the Amir was called Bar Mamel not because his father's name was Mamel. Again, never heard a name Mamel. Who's Mamel? Mamela, right? Who's Mamel? So he said I think the reason he's called Reb Abba Bar Mamel is based on a Gemara in Bava Basra Samichvava Mebe, where the Gemara is discussing if somebody sells a Beis Sabbat, what's included, what's not included. And one of the things that's included is the Mamel. And the Gemara says, my Mamel. Who answered the question? Amar Abba Bar Mamel. So Rabbi Bar Mamel said, I'll tell you what a Mamel is. So this Yid Baal Koich Ve'yar said that I think the reason Rabbi Bar Mamel is called Mamel is based on this. So Reuben Margolis is the one. We have to slow down a little bit. He said he found one Memra, that one Amira who's mentioned 4,000 times in Shas and has something to do with, you can't. The whole thesis is that Rabbi Yitzchak Migdalah is not a frequently mentioned Amira Tana. And based on that, it's Mistaber, maybe, to say Rabbi Yitzchak Migdalah is called Migdalah based on the fact that he said this Halach Vus Kasuyin Kim Migdal. He said, Rabbi Tzvir, Shchayis, his Mar Mekoymes are compelling. Reish Lakish is called Reish Lakish based on this one Indian of this memory that he said, Lakisha, he said, way too hard for me to understand that. He said, besides, what about Rabbi Yehuda ben Lakish, who's mentioned in Shabbos Mem Gimel, Chagiga Tes, and Yuma Nun Gimel, right? Forgot about him. He's also called Ben Lakish. When you have a memory that he won, Teretz is, there's something being, you could be a Ben Lakish, and that's why he was called Ben Lakish. Now, says Rabbi Margolis, stating that, I'm going to be Moida ben Mixas to this yet. Because I agree. The name Lakish, I don't think is a real name. Again, we're going to take Rabbi Margolis' word for it. That's usually our policy when it comes to this, right? So, you know, the expression is you pick on someone your own size. So I'm going to take Rabbi Margolis' word. But the bottom line is Rabbi Margolis says, I'll be Maidim and Mixas. To me, the name Lakish is a little bit of a funny name. Attack, I'm asking. But I don't think he's called Rabbi Shimon Lakish because of that. First of all, it can't be that's one out of hundreds, thousands of memories of Rish Lakish. And he says, besides, but what about Rabbi Yehuda ben Lakish? He said, well, I'll tell you what I think. I think it was a city that was known as Lakish. And he was known as Ben Lakish, not because his father's name was Lakish, but as Gevein Ayit fin Lakish. Alukish de Gayit. And he says, by the way, Ubazem Yushev, that I found Rabbi Ephraim Zalman Margolis in his Sefer Rosh Ephraim Simon Chavav, how's this for Bekias? Who brings from Rabbi Yeshaya Berlin, the great Baal Masayus Hashas, Rabbi Yeshaya Berlin, right? The most often quoted Shoyal in Chuvas Leitab Yehuda, that Rabbi Yeshaya Berlin was bothered. He said, how did Rabbi Shimon Lakish become Reish Lakish? You ever think about that? How did he become Reish Lakish? What does Reish Lakish mean? Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish became Reish Lakish? Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is known as Reish Zakkai? Well, what does that mean? Reish? Oh, yeah, here, because Rabbi Shimon, so it's like, it's short, it's abbreviated for Rabbi Shimon, right? Reish, why is he called Reish Lakish? So it says Rabbi Margolis, I don't think it's rachik to say. I actually believe that. He says that there was a city called Lakish, and Ez Gevein, the Murad, the Asra of Lakish, and that's why he was known as Reish Lakish. And he said, don't make Lutzanus from this Arab, because I saw Rabbi Zamer Golis brings there Rabbi Shire Berlin, who dedicated his whole life to this avodah. He much, very much, and he did not know pshat and why Reish Lakish was known as Reish Lakish. He wasn't simply happy. Teretz is like the Baal Koich Ve'yaris Na'arah, that there is no person Lakish, but he was from the city of Lakish, and he was also the head of Lakish. By the way, Rabbi Yehuda ben Lakish also came from Lakish, but he wasn't Reish Lakish because he was never the Murad Asra. But the bottom line is, Reish Lakish comes from Lakish, and he's known as Reish Lakish because he's the Murad Asra. He says, as it relates to Rabbi Abba Bar Mamel, he said, I'll be honest with you, I hear the Ha'ar as well. Mamel, I don't think that's a name. I don't think Mamel's a name. The problem is to say that Rabbi Abba Mamel is known as Mamel because of what he said in Chesk Sabbatim regarding someone that sells a Beis Sabbat, but for Basu Samachvav on a Beis, it's impossible, right? He named Mavad Asher Rabu Hilchisa Bebavli Birushalmi, Velayi Kupal Sheneskana Biyuchod Amamoreze. It's just not Makubal. It doesn't even get onto first base. It's not possible, right? Can't even be. He named, but besides, Matsinu Rabzeira Bar Mamel in Kedushin Daf Tesamar Aleph. We found Rabbi Shur Bar Mamel, Nazanun Vavam a Beis, Rabbi Lili Bar Mamel in Yavamis, Yud Beis Amar Aleph. So there's three more mammals that never said a word about the mammal. Barer Eifoy, Kikulam Nikru, not Al Shem, their father was mammal, because I agree. I never heard of a name mammal. Al Shem Mekoimam. And by the way, you're not sure if there's a place called Mammal? Efenagamuda Erevin, Chavalov Amabez, that talks about the Anche base mammal. I'll tell you even more than that. There's a Gemara above a Mitzia, Daf Kuftesam Ral, Amra Papa, Mishum Da Asisu Mimuloi, Amritu Minu Malyasa. He said that's probably what it was. It was the city mammal that's known as Erevin Chavalov Amabez, and that's who all these mammals are. Be it Rab Abba Bar Mammal, or Rab Zera Bar Mammal, Rab Shur Bar Mammal, or Rab Lili Bar Mamel. But the bottom line is, to say this about Reish Lakish, and to say this about Rabbi Abba Bar Mamel, this is already pushing it. I think this is too rachak. That says, Rabbi Margolis says, I think even Rabbi Yitzchak Migdala, which is mamish ground zero, this is the one everyone knows, that ground zero for this shmuz, even that I think is rachayka. I think it's rachayka. And the reason is, because Rabbi Yitzchak Migdala is mentioned in other places in Shas as well. He's mentioned in Shabbos Kufla Mates Amar Aleph, Yuma Pei Aleph Amar Beis, Nidah Chavzayin Amar Aleph, Nidah Lamed Gimel Amar Aleph, Breishis Rabbe Perikei Va'oid, and another place as well. Miskabel Yoisner, says Rabbi Margolis, Ki Gam Hu Nikra Al Shem Mekoimoi, Migdala. You can tell me, where's Migdala? Shemuska B'Yushalmi Maisus Perigimel Halacha Aleph, Yushalmi Megillah Perigid Halacha Yud, Yushalmi Hoirius Perigimel Halacha Hey, the Eicha Rabasi Perig Beis. This is before AI, right? The Eicha Rabasi Perig Beis. Ma'isa Makim, by the way, there was another Yid whose name was Rabbi Yehuda Migdala. He didn't say anything about Fuka Asuyim and Migdal. And by the way, he's mentioned in Yerushalmi Brachis Perig Tes Halacha Beis and Embraces Rabbi Perig Yud Gimel. So why is he known as Migdala? The Teretz is, Reish Lakish is giving ayit from Lukish, and Rabbi Abba Mamel is giving ayit from Mamel, and Rabbi Yitzchak Migdala is giving ayit from Migdala. So I agree with the thesis, says Rabbi Margolis. I think it's fantastic. And it's not Reb Tzvi Hershchai's Chiddush. Goes back already to Reb Moshe Narvoini in his classic commentary on the Moshe. But at the same time, he says, I think Rabbi Yitzchak Migdala, which is the starting point for all of this, I don't even think that's right. And certainly Reish Lakish, Rabbi Abba Bar Mamel, that's way, 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 way beyond the scope. So says Rabbi Margolis, I'm going to give you my own list. Let me give you my list, who I think is mentioned in Bavli and Yerushalmi and Midrashim, who I think these are not real names, but these are the pseudonyms B'talmud. His akdama, by the way, is, he says, you know, so you need a license to say this sometimes, right? Even Rabbi Margolis wrote a Sefer Shem Olam, which we talk about all the Chadamas. He has a 50-page akdama before he wrote it, because you could even write something like this. So you need a license if you're ever going to do something like this. And his license is a Mefurish Gemara Tainus Daf Chaf Amar Aleph. The Gemara talks about the great Nakdim Ben Gurion. And the Gemara says, Loi Nakdim Ben Shemoy, Ela Buni Shemoy. Buni? Yeah, his name was Buni. So why was it called Nakdimoin? Because of the Maisa that happened with the Adon, with the son, and the deal, and the bet. Remember the Chassam Sofer Gezalakim? That incredible, incredible Chassam Sofer. Dover Godol, Diber Hanavi Amarsha, Yenishtikl. But the bottom line is that his name wasn't the Nakdimoin, his name was Buni. So why did they call him Nakdimoin? Shenikter Chame Bavuroi. And he says, it's interesting, by the way, ever make this observation? All the Grace Gvirim had nicknames. All the Super Gvirim. Satira Yerushalayim, Shalusku Begitin, Uvava Maralef, Ben Tzitzis Akeses, Kalba Savua. So I don't know if this is because they have aliases, but the bottom line is all these super rich guys, no, none of them were known by their regular name. They all had pseudonyms. But either way, Shaniku Rakbi Kinuyam Al Shema Mu'ura, but you want a license to say, you see, it's Mefurish. Nakdim Ben Gurion's name is Buni. Elamai, he's known as Nakdima because of something that happened to him. So there could be a musik that somebody would be known by a name because of something that not happened to him, because of something that he said. So here's a very brief, the list is close to 40 names. This is class, and some of them are not shaykh. I'll just mention a few. He does it in alphabetical order. Kedarke Bakoidish. This is number 3. Ayoy. Remember Ayoy? I is mentioned in one place in Shas. Erevin Lamed Vav Amaveis, or one halach in Shas. Masna Adam Ali Ruvoy. A person can make a tenai regarding an Erev Tadchumin. He's mentioned the Sugya Breira, right? So a person, let's say, heard that a Chacham is going to be coming to Mizrach or Meirev, he's not sure, and he wants to make an Erev Tadchumin to be able to go here this year. Problem is, he doesn't know which way to make the Erev Tadchumin. So with the Sugya Breira, he could do it, says Rav. Leselam Asnisen. The Mishnah, even though it says you could do such a thing, it's wrong. Mit the Tani Ayoy. The Tani Ayoy, what did Ayoy say? You can't make one of these brayer dig eruv tachumen. Elim ba chacham lemizrach eruv lemizrach, then ba lemayrev eruv lemayrev. Avol lekano lekayla. Vehine chacham sheshmoy ayoy enoy musker oid b'shum makim. This is the only halacha that Ayah said in Chas. Baruch al shehay mirabonon amash ein breira umuchrochem levarer ayoy hachacham beizet tzad b'mizrach b'mayrev. Right, he said you have to figure out ayoy. It's not ayoy. Ayoy. You have to figure out where the ayoy is. So nikra ha'almayni ha'aymer b'kinoy ayoy. That's why. Right, Pliny Almayni. Why is he calling him an Almayni? Because we don't know his real name. So he's the Pliny Almayni, whose name we don't know. He gets known as what? He gets known as Ayah. It's because he's the one that said the halacha. You have to know Ayah. You have to know if he's coming to the Mizrach, coming to the Meirev. Here's another one. Ilfa, our favorite Amoyer of all time, right? Ilfa. Ilfa v'Rabbi Yochanan. So why was Ilfa known as Ilfa? He says, I don't know if Ilfa was his real name. I'm Choshnit. It's because the Gemara says in Tainus Chaf Aleph Amid Aleph that when Ilfa came back to Bis Medrash, right? So he saw Rabbi Yochanan became the Rosh Shiva. And Ilfa said that had I stayed in yeshiva, I'm telling you, I would have been the Rosh Shiva. As a matter, well, that they told him. And so he said, really? You're telling me that I'm less than Rabbi Yechon? Ask me any kasha. Ask me anything. Show me a price. And if I can't be poshered from a Mishnah, you'll see what's going to happen. So he went. Tola nafshe beskarya desfinta. He suspended himself from the mast of a ship. And he said that if I can't figure something. One old person took him a little too literally. He says, yeah, Ilfa, you know, what's the halacha about this and that? He said, Hamani Rameir, Dama Mitzvah Lekayim Devri Ames. An Ilfa in Aramaic is a ship. He says, I think he became known as Ilfa because of this incredible story. It's a real story. Tola nafshe beskarya desfinta, where he makes this grand spectacle. He says, Mi Ideyev, that's how he became known as Ilfa because of that Maisa Shoya. But that's not really what his name was. He says, the Gemara they discuss if somebody asks an Umin advice, and he gives him the right advice, he gives him the wrong advice. So there's a whole sugi over there. So the Gemara tells a story that somebody went to Danke and Isser. These were two money changers. One was Danke, the other one was Isser. And they asked him something, and he gave him the wrong advice, and the halacha was that they were off the hook. He says, interesting that money changers would be known as Danke and Isser, right? What's a Danke in Aramaic? Money. What's an Isser? It's money. He said, I'm assuming they were called Danke and Isser because this was their geschäft. They were money changers. He says, by the way, if that's the case, there's a Gemara, Bava Basra Kuf Mem Tesa Med Aleph, that mentions Isser Giyoyra, one time in Shas. Bava Basra Kuf Mem Tesa Med Aleph. And you know what the Gemara says? He had 12,000 Zuzim and he had it by Rav as a Pekodin. You have a guy whose name is Isser Giyoyra and a Dreitzich Met Asach Gel. This is 12,000 Zuzim. The Teretz is, his first name was Cash, right? Isser Giyoyra, Cash Giyoyra. This is his name. So the bottom line is, it's a gedreit and they get literally cash, by the way. This is what he's drank, Zachin. And as a result, he became known as Isser Giyoyra. This is how he's known for all generations. Ashion Bar Nidbach. Ever hear this name? Two places in Shas. Menachis Chavtes. He's also mentioned in Bava Basra Chav Beis. Funny name, Ashion Bar Nidbach. Says, rumor goes, posh it to me why he's called Ashion Bar Nidbach. This is one nobody would ever get. He says, Pashit to me, Ashion Bar Nidvach. He said, because if you look at the halacha that he said in Bava Basra Chav Beis, he's talking about the sugyas of Perakas Shutfin, Alayachber, walls, Mechitzes, right? So if you have two Shutfin, I can't make my wall too close to your wall. It's discussing halachas related to walls. The Pasuk says in Ezra, this is Perak Vav, Pasuk Gimel, Beshnas Chadol Kirish Malka. So this is in the first year of the reign of the king Kirish, Cyrus the Great. Kirish Malka, some to aim. So Kirish the king, he issues a decree, an edict. Beisel akab Yerushalem Baisa Yisbenei. I want the Beis HaMikdash to be built. Asar di Dovchin Divchin, the city where the Mizbeach is, and Karbonos are going to be brought. Ve'ushahi Mizubalin. and the walls are going to be founded. Rumei Amen Shitin, it should be 60 amas tall. Pasye Amen Shitin. Next pasik. Nidbachin di Evan Glol Tlasa. I want the walls to be made up of rows of stone, three stones on each row. The word Ashushahi means wall, and the word Nidbachin means wall. These are very Aramaic words. Over here in Perek Vav in Sefer Ezra. But Ushoi means wall, and Nidbachim means wall. Ashyur Bar Nadvach, who said two halachas, one of them is regarding, you ever heard a name like Ashyur Bar Nadvach? Said it's Pasha. It's because he said halacha regarding walls, and the Oivim knew these psukim in Sefer Ezra, psukim that talk about Binyan Beis HaMikdash, and they knew that Ushoi is a wall, and Nidbachim is a wall, and that's how he became known as that name. Ben Bagbag, this is another famous one, right? Why was Ben Bagbag called Ben Bagbag? So it's a Tosfos in Chagig Daf Tes Amud Beis. Tosfos Ben Bagbag and Ben Hehe were both the same person, right? Ben Bagbag and Ben Hehe are both the same person, and they're both Ben Gerim. What Sheikh is? Because Beis Gimel is 5, and Hey is also 5, and we know that Avram got the Hey, and Sarai got the Hey, and being that Avram and Sarah both got the Heys, so that's why they become known as Ben Bagbag and Bei Hey Hey. Incidentally, Rabbi Reuven Margolis says that he always thought that, I don't know if Ben Bagbag was really a Ger, but it could be Ben Bagbag was called Ben Bagbag because he's the son of a Ger. In fact, Bagbag is Ben Ger or Ben Giyoris. He says, could be his father was a Ger, and his mother was a Giyoris. And he's known as Ben Bagbag. Bag means Ben Ger, Ben Gioris. He says, if that's the case, it would open up a little bit of our mind, because in Shabbos Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis, there's a Tana who's known as Yehuda Ben Gerim. He's Yehuda Ben Gerim. He said, I also found in Yuma Ein Chesamad Aleph, someone whose name is Yehuda Ben Groigris. How's that for a name? Yehuda Ben Groigris. He said, I think Yehuda Ben Gerim and Yehuda Ben Groigris is the same name. Ben Gerim is like Ben Bagbag. His father's a Ger, his mother's a Ger, hence he's Ben Gerim. And Ben Groigris is the same thing. It's Ben Ger Vigyoris. Hence you end up with a name like Ben Groigris. Here's another one. There's someone, a Tana, that's mentioned one time in Shas. His name is Ben Shalkus. That's his name, Ben Shalkus. He's mentioned in Nida Daf Nun Beis Amud Beis. Mishnah over there says, "An Masa Ea Basma Menes." So we know a Ketan is allowed to do Mion. Up until what point is a Ketan allowed to do Mion? So Ben Shalkus, Soimer Achet Kalkel. Until she's Molei Sairos, that's the point that she's allowed to do it. The Gemara over there says, "Kishabasi Eitz Rabbi Akiva." When I went to Rabbi Akiva, Amali, Rabbi Akiva said, "Kilkul Ze Inei De'amau." I don't agree with this shir. And Ben Shalkus Inei Mak. I never heard of Ben Shalkus. So Rabbi Akiva already was Ma'ari. Never heard his shen name Ben Shalkus. So he says, Louis the Mistafina, I don't think his name was really Ben Shalkus. I don't think his name was Ben Shalkus. He said, but take a look at the Mishnah, Masechtas Maisrus, Perek Aleph Mishnah. It says a halacha, when is an avatia chayv and maisrus? Misheyisholik. And the Rambam says in Pirush HaMishnayis, what does it mean? Kishayala al havatichim kisar. When it develops here, the word sholik could mean here. And that's why he was called Ben Shalkus, because there's one halacha from him. And halacha is that to Kalkel, Achiyu Shom Cyrus Harbe, and that's Rabbi Akiva. I never heard of Ben Shalkus, that wasn't his real name. This was a pseudonym, and he's called this name because this is the one halacha, this Nistaka, the one halacha that he said. This goes on and on and on. He talks about Rabbi Levi Ben Sisi, who is a Tiach Tvarim, that we say he was a Tiach Tvarim Klapi Maila V'Itla. He once talked very sharp to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he became a Chiger, right? He was physically harmed. Why was he called Rabbi Levi Ben Sisi? He says maybe because the Medrash Tanchuma says that one of the Nesim was Gadi Ben Susi. And Gadi Ben Susi says that Tanchuma was a Tiach Tvarim Klapi Maila V'Hela Sisya. When he was a Tvarim Klapi Maila, something bad went up to Shamayim. So Rabbi Levi ben Sisi, who did what Gadi ben Susi did, and that it was Hitiach Dvarim Klapim Milo. So it's for that reason he too became known as that. One last one. He says Rabbi Yochanan. You know, the great Rabbi Yochanan is known sometimes as what? Rabbi Yochanan Nafcha. He says, if you take a look at Rashi in Sanhedrin, Tzadik Vav Amar Aleph, Rashi mutches why he was known as Rabbi Yochanan Nafcha. He brings two pshatim. One pshat is, he says, because his father was a blacksmith. And a blacksmith is a nafcha, and that's why sometimes he's known as bar nafcha. And then he says another pshat is because he was very handsome. And nafcha has something to do with being handsome. So it says that Reuven Margolis, being that Rashi said two pshatim, so it's clear Rashi didn't have a klar mesaira. So no, if you could say two, I could already say a third. And he says maybe pshat is because the Gemara says increases tafchaf amid aleph. The Gemara is discussing that we know ordinarily makalkal on Shabbos is potter. One of the exceptions is a makalkal ba'avara. And Rabbi Yochanan said a pshat in makalkal ba'avara. He said benafach shanu. It's talking about a certain type of kilkal. circle where it was done by a blacksmith. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Ad kan loy neskalsa taima shal alochazo. He said, I had the schus to be megala, the real pshat, in when mekalka b'avar is chayiv, and when is it? It's loy shanu ela bin nafach. So says Rabbi Margolis. I know this is going to undermine a little bit what I said earlier. That's someone who we have hundreds or if not thousands of halachas mentioned in Shas. There's no way there's one member that he said that's going to be a giloy and why he was called by why he was called. That's why we knocked out Rish Lakish and Rebaba Bar Mamel in the beginning of this raid bite. He said, but this line, I've never seen a line like this in my life. Amr Rabbi Yochanan ad kan lo neskalsa taimash al halachasu. Rabbi Yochanan said, was so happy with the schus that he had to be megalup shad and mekalko b'avara, that he said at kandle in eskalsa tamishal alachazu. Who knows if that's not why sometimes, not always, it's usually just the great Rabbi Yochanan, but maybe sometimes he would become known. He would become known as Rabbi Yochanan Nafch. Again, if Rashi knew pshat, I wouldn't say anything. But Rashi himself was already unsure. So Aviv already, Rashi saying two pshatim, maybe already you can go ahead and you could say a third pshat. But the bottom line is, what began with a thesis for Rab Tzvir Shchayis. He says, with regards to Rab Yitzchak Migdolah, Rab Zuhumoy ben Rechumi, and Rab Simloy Dibura. And we mentioned that the Ram Nurvoini and the Bala Yuchsin already said it by Rab Elazar Chisma. They say that Doira said it regarding Rab Yosi Achayrim. Others said it regarding Rish Lakish Rab Mamamu, which Rab Margolis says, I can't even fathom. But the Maizer Rab Margolis went through, he went through a list of close to 40. Ayoy, Ilfa, Isser, Danke, Ashim Bar Natfach, Isser Giyoyra, Ben Bagbag and Beheye, Ben Shalkas. Oh, by the way, we left out the main one, Bar Piuli, right? We said there was Bar Piuli in Chulin Dav Tzadik Vav. So why is Bar Piuli called Bar Piuli? Because you know what it means to do a mice appeal? It means to be a menaker. It says, Pashut, that's why he was called Bar Piuli. Why else would he be known as Bar Piuli? Because this was his fach. This is what he used to do for a living. And it's for that reason that this is what he was known by, and that's why he was known as Rab Piuli. But the bottom line is, he says, if you look around, I found close to 40 different times where it's Baruch Kachama to me, that the pseudonym that he got was based on this. Lamai said, this is chapter one in the Sefer Shemus V'Kinuyim B'Talmud. Chapter two, he goes in a little bit of a different angle. He says, I found another thing. And this, he says, I found countless times. He says, literally countless, countless times. And that is, you find sometimes with Tanam and Amayram would say a halacha that had something to do with their name. He said, they're not called by the name because of what they said, but because, it goes the other way around. It's a chicken and an egg. It's faket. Because of their name, they had a geshmak in it. And he goes through, just giving examples, one after another. He starts from Brochus, Shabbos, right? He does a kedarka. He was super methodical, right? Just to mention a few. Brochus, Dav Zayin, Amabez, Mizbul, David, Bivarchim, Nav Shalom, Benoit, Amr Abshim, Ben Avshalom. This is not a coincidence. Rav Shimon Avshalom, you ever see him again? Rav Shimon Avshalom said, he said, take a look at Brachis Taflamin Amid Beis. Rav Chanina Kara said, Puk Kara Karach. That's not a coincidence. He says in Brachis Lamites Amid Beis, Tani Tana Kamed Rav Yesi Rav Yehuda, Maniach Prusa Betoich HaShleima. Amalei Mashmach, you just said something about Shleima. What's your name? He says, oh, my name's Shalman. That's my name. I don't think it's a coincidence. Shabbos Kufches Amid Beis, Amalei Rav Karna Mashmach, he said Karna Yeh Rava De Tepech Le Karna Be'ene. Rav Chizda said Midas Chasidus Shanukan. He said it in three places in Shabbos. Shabbos Kufchav, Bava Metzia Nun Dalet, Chulin coming up, Kuflam in Amabes. He said, you know, it's the only three places in Shas that you find the slush in Midas Chasidus Shanukan, and all three times Rav Chizda said it. I don't think it's a Chiddush. How about Shabbos Kufnan Aleph Amabes? Amar Rav Chaga, Elu Bnei Adam Shoisen Kol Yemeim Kechagin. What about Erev and Nundalim on the base? We've mentioned this in the past. Amar Rav Masna, Maidich Sivu, Mi Midbar, Matana, Psochem and Beis on the base. Amar Rav Yehuda, Be Yehuda. He said, by the way, you know how many times Rav Yehuda the Tana talks about the region Yehuda? So, Psochem and Beis, Yevamis Memalev, Ksubis Yud Beis, Bava Basra Daf Kuf, and Bava Basra Kuf Chav Beis. Why is Rav not talking about the Galil? Why is he talking about Yehuda? He said his name was Yehuda. He had a geshmak talking about Yehuda. Yumas Namachtes on the base. Amar Rav Gidol, She Gidloi Beshem Amafayrish. Yuma Pezayin Amid Aleph. Amar Rav Yirmiyah Me Ashpois Yorim Evyoin. Sukkim Emches. Amar Rav Eina Ushavte Mayim Besosa Mi Mayinei HaYeshua. This is, you get the theme, right? This just goes on and on and on. The sheer brilliance of putting together a piece like this is just not Negeya. It's just not Negeya. It just reminds you of how Torah is Rechava Mineyam, the Breitkeit, the Sinaikeit of the Torah. There's so many Svarim that you can open where you see the Oikaharim The Sinai of Torah is something that Rebbe Mike Golis was zoicha to betishakav in such an incredible way. But either way, why we talk about this in Masech Tzchulin? Like I said, shvach excuse, because Bar Piuli was mentioned in Chulin Tzadik Vav. And Rebbe Margolis has him in his list of top 40 pseudonyms in Shas. He was known as Bar Piuli because he was a menaker, and to be menaker means you're involved in this avodah.